Okay, we start the Sefer of Yirmiyahu as we had the Hakdama, the intro about the background, the historical background, and some of the themes of Sefer Yirmiyahu. Now we get into the actual Sefer and what it's all about. Says the Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, the following Sefer are the words of Yirmiyahu, as we learned in Maseches Baba Basra. Yirmiyahu wrote his own Sefer. So Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, Yirmiyahu the son of Chilkiyahu, min HaKohanim asher ba'anatot, Beres Binyamin. Right, they're from a family. Yirmiyahu was a Kohen who lived in one of the Ir HaKohanim. Anatot was close to Yerushalayim. As we know, the Arab city Anata is where we assume the biblical city of Anatot was. The Zohar writes that he never served in the Beis HaMikdash, but he lived very close, from one of the Mishpachot HaChashuvot of the Kohanim. Who was Chilkiyahu? Who was his father? So the Radak quotes his own father, who suggests that Chilkiyahu was the same Chilkiyahu from Sefer Malachim. When we learned in Malachim Beis, Perachav Beis Pasaches, that in the days of Yoshiyahu, right, when the great Shuvah movement occurred, what precipitated that Shuvah movement? When they found the Torah. They found the Torah. Chilkiyahu HaKohen HaGadol found the Torah, and he sent it to Yoshiyahu, and Yoshiyahu read the Torah and saw, and once he heard the Torah, and it was up to the Torahcha, Vayikras Bagadav. He tore his clothing. So it was the same Chilkiyahu, suggests the Radak's father. Vayitzav HaMelech, reading from Sefer Malachim Beis, Perachav Beis. Vayitzav HaMelech es Chilkiyahu HaKohen, ves Achikam ben Shafan, ves Achbar ben Michayah, ves Shafan HaSofer. Lechu dirshu as Hashem, ba'adi u'ba'ada am u'ba'kol Yehuda. So this is Chilkiyahu, Yirmiyahu's father, that found the Torah that gave it, right? And then Yirmiyahu grew up, and in the 13th year, as we're about to see, is when he started getting Nevuah in Yoshio's time. Asher haya dvar Hashem eila b'mei Yoshio ben Amon melech Yehuda for 13 years, and then he was Navi for about 40 years, right, until Churban Beis HaMikdash and a little beyond. Right, the Medrash picks up on the 40-year parallel and says that there were many parallels between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiyahu. Right, even the language, right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Navi, the Medrash, Rashi quotes the Medrash right here. Navi akim lahem mikarev achecha kamocha. Who's kamocha? Yirmiyahu is compared to Moshe. They both were misnabe for 40 years. Zenes nabal Yehuda v'Yisrael, v'zenes nabal Yehuda v'Yisrael. Ze amdu b'nei shivto kenegdo, v'ze amdu b'nei shivto kenegdo. Right, both Moshe had problems with his shevet, and Yirmiyahu had problems. Ze hushlach la yaor, v'ze hushlach vibor. Moshe was thrown into the Nile, Yirmiyahu was thrown into a pit. Ze hutzalai de ama, ze hutzalai de eved. They were both saved by a lowly maidservant. They both gave tochacha, and they both had 40 years when they were, as we started off with, 40 years that they were a misnabe. Even, it's amazing, even in the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, right, Eish, one of the more well-known ones that we sing, Eish Tukad Bekir B, right, that every phrase ends off, B'tzeisimi Mitzrayim, B'tzeisimi Yerushalayim. What's the first phrase? So Eish Tukad Bekir B, Ba'alosi Alibi, B'tzeisimi Mitzrayim. There was a fire inside of me when I left Egypt. Kinim Aira Lamanas Kira Batesim Yerushalayim. But I'm going to say Kinos on my way out of Yerushalayim. Then, Oz Yashir Moshe, Shir Lo Yinashe. Moshe sings a song that will never be forgotten. Batesim Yerushalayim. Next line. Vayakonain Yirmiya. That's who we contrast Moshe with. Yirmiya. Vinaha Nihinia Batesim Yerushalayim. Right? That's the Yirmiyo and Moshe compared. But that already is in the 40 years that Yirmiyo was Navi, being misnah before, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw in the Biurei Chassidus, they also quote that even the name Yirmiyahu, right, from Yaram Hashem, Hashem lifts up, quoting from the Or Pnei Moshe. Av Yirmiyahu ba mishpacha lo mechubedes, right, Chazal tell us, even though Chilkiyahu on his father's side, it was a great yichus, but he came from Rachav, Hazona, and others, so even so, Yirmiyahu, Yehirimu Hashem, Ben Chilkiyahu, Chalek Shmo L'Shtayim, V'tuchach Sheshem Hashem Bekirbo. Right, if you split up the name, you'll see that Hashem lifted him up and Hashem is with him. That's the name of Yirmiyahu. So we have Yirmiyahu, who gets his Nevuah when? Asher Haya Dvar Hashem Eilav Yimei Yoshiyahu, Ben Amon Melech Yehudah. Right, as we said, he was the Navi in the times of Yoshiyahu, the son of Amon and Menashe, the father and the grandfather, who were terrible. Right, and Yoshiyahu all of a sudden comes along and has an amazing tshuva movement. B'shlosh Esrei Shana L'Malcho, he started prophesizing when Yoshiyahu was in his 13th year of his reign. Vayehi, and he also gave prophecy in the following kings, right? After Yoshiyahu died, his sons, Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, Atom Ashti Esrei Shana, until years later, Letzidkiyo, Melech Yoshiah, Melech Yehuda, right? Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin and Tzidkiyahu, Aglos Yerushalayim Bechodesh HaChamishi until the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? This was the setting of Yirmiyahu. Vahidvar Hashem Elai Lemar. So Yirmiyahu says that Hashem spoke to me. These are the beginnings of his nevuah. Hashem spoke to me. This is the title. This is what the Sefer is going to be about. Zebeterem etzarcha babetan yidatich. Hashem told Yirmiyahu, even before you were born, I knew that you were going to be a Navi. Ubeterem teitzei merechem hikdashtich. Before you came out from the womb, I've already designated you and sanctified you. Navi lagoyim nesatich. I've already placed you as a Navi for the Goyim. What do you mean for the Goyim? So Rashi says maybe it was Jews who are acting like Goyim, who are over the Avodah Zarah, right? Or it means that he also was misnabe on all different nations, not just Am Yisrael. It's on this pasuk that the Rashi quotes that medrash that compares Yirmiyahu and Moshe. What exactly does this mean? But even before you were born, I designated you as a Navi. This has bothered the Mefarshim. What do you mean that even before he was born, that he was designated as a Navi? Don't you need, the Rambam describes in Uchaz Yisodi HaTorah, all of the hachanos that one needs to be a Navi, and one has to separate themselves and perfect themselves and go through all the process of becoming a Navi. It's, I don't understand that, asks the Rambam. How could it be that, ask the Mefarshim based on that Rambam, that it's being a Navi is something that takes a hachana and practice and a lifelong avoda. And here, even before, so the Radak here quotes the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim. It doesn't quote where he's quoting from. He's quoting from the Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim, and Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Beis, that even though, yes, to become a Navi, one needs to devote themselves and work on themselves, but there's also the matana element from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that automatically, if I do everything I'm supposed to do, even perfecting myself, automatically I'm going to get nevuah. There's still an element of matana. And the Rambam says that's the difference between philosophers and Chazal. The Rambam there in the Perek Lamed Beis in Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Beis, he says, the hashkafa of Hamon is that nevuah can happen to, Hashem decides to give nevuah to anybody. Right? It doesn't matter if you're a fool or not a fool. Anybody. There's no connection between your actions and the nevuah. That's wrong. Said there are exceptions to that, but that's wrong. Then he quotes the philosophers that it's all based on your perfection of yourself. That's also wrong, he says. Chazal are close to that, where he says, Vashkafa Shlishis, he ashkafas Torasenu v'yesochitasenu, v'hi be'etzem dome lashkafa filosof hazu, zulasi bedavar echad, v'hu sha'anu sovrim, because we hold, ki aroi l'nevua hamitkonen la efshar shalo yisnabe v'zeh baratzon eloki. Even if I've prepared myself and I've perfected myself, it could be that I'm not going to be zochet to nevua, because ultimately it's a matana. Right? It's like any miracle. You have to be prepared, but then it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Radak in the name of the Rambam, that's what this is referring to here. Yes, he had to perfect himself, but, you know, he had that netiyah. He had that netiyah to be the Navi, and Hashem was going to give him the matana. Ask the Radak, then why didn't Hashem say this to other Neviim? This is like chizik to Yirmiyahu. You can do it! You know, I've given you this netiyah. So why didn't he do it to give it to others? Because Yirmiyahu was going to have to give nevuah, you know, unlike any other. He was going to have to suffer. He was going to have to talk tragedy. So he needed chizik. He needed a chizik. Even though Moshe didn't want to do it, that was different. He says that Moshe maybe knew, you know, he was already a chacham gadol. Yirmiyahu was very young, so it was much harder for him. Okay, the Malbim also here talks about two different types of nevuos and neviim, but we'll leave that for now. So again, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, I've conditioned you and I've picked you out even from before you were born. Va'omar, and Yirmiyahu says, when I heard this from Hashem, Aha Hashem Elokim, hini lo yadati daber, kinara nochi. No, I don't want to. Right? Just like Moshe, just like Yonah, you know, was not interested in Nevuah. Ki naranochi. What does it mean, naranochi? Different days in the Rishonim. Some say now he was very young. Right? He was 13 years old. He was very young, not in a teenager. Some say it wasn't about his age, but it was about na'ar could sometimes mean a misharis, a servant. There are greater people in my generation. I'm just a misharis, says the Radak. Ki na'ar it's not alone a misharis. V'yavav ishihu gadol b'shanim. Even if maybe he was older when he first received this nevuah, yikra na'ar, right? It's called na'kemo, like it says, Yeshua ben Nun. U'misharso Yeshua ben Nun na'ar. Right? How old was Yeshua? Yeshua was 110 when he died. So go back 14 years that he was in Eretz Yisrael, that's 96, and then 40 years before that, and you get to 56, 57, that's when the story of the, in Parshas Kisisa happened. He's in his 50s, and he's called Na'ar. It means he was in Mishares, Ratzon Lomar, Biad Godel Mimeni Ra'i Lishloach Zashlichus, Lo Biadi. He was saying, I'm not deserving. The Mitzvot David says, I'm young, I don't know how to speak properly in public. Either way, these were all tainas that he said, I don't want to be the Navi. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Al Tomar Namar Anochi. Says Hashem, don't worry about it. The Malbim says here, he explains the Pesukim, and again, the Malbim is crucial on any of the Nevi'im to pick up in the language, but here specifically he says that really there were three tainas that Yirmiyahu had. Number one, his age. Shanar lo yerav libo lo geshes b'fnei agdolim. A young person wouldn't go in front of the gdolim. Number two, shanar eni yodeh l'sader dvara b'melitza v'lashon, tzach, like we just said from the Mitzudas. Number three, people are going to endanger him. So Hashem says, answers all three claims, says the Malbim. V'yam Hashem Eli, Al tomar na'ar anochi, don't worry about the age, ki al asher, kol asher eshlochacha etelech, ve'ez kol asher atzavcha tedaber. I'm going to be with you. Number two, Al tira mipneyem, ki etcha ani lahatzilech anom Hashem. Right, and I'll also save you. That was the third claim. And the middle one says, I skipped over it. Ki neged mashata choshei shelo terav libcha lageshes bakam gdolim, al kol asher eshlochacha etelech. You're going the shlichus of me. And it doesn't matter if you're going for the shlichus of the melech, malchei, amlach. It doesn't matter on your age. And number two, you're going to have trouble. I'll tell you exactly what to say. Word for word, letter for letter. And Altira, don't be scared if you think that you are in danger. Those are the Pasuk Zion answers all three of the claims. I will save you. Don't worry about it. Ki itcha ni latzilcha. The lahatzi lecha. The Radak says, he never said that he was going to save him from being hurt, right? He just says he's not going to let them kill him. Not going to let him kill him. Litchani lahatzilecha ne'um Hashem. Meaning he was going to get hurt. He was going to be thrown in the pit. He was going to suffer. But Hashem would not let him die in there. I have appointed you now on the goyim and on the mamlachos. Lintosh v'lintotz ulaha avid v'laros. To talk about destruction. Right? Yirmiyo was a navi of mostly destruction. Livnos Valintoa, but to know that all destruction in history is all about what we would call Soser Almanas Livnos. The ultimate is to come back, to rebuild. That is what it's all about. So that is the introduction. So now, what's the first Nevuah? Vayi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar. Hashem said to me, Ma Ata Roeh. He showed me a vision. He said, what did you see, Yirmiyo? Ma Ata Roeh, Yirmiyo. Va'omar. Makal Shaked Ani Roeh. I see a staff of an almond tree. Makal shaked ani ro'eh. Vayomer Hashem Eli, hey taftaliros. Hashem says, the only time we have such a comment, wow, great job. You saw exactly what I wanted you to see. But it's a play on words, says Hashem. Ki shaked ani al dvari la'asoso. Shaked is almond, but it also means to act quickly. Shaked ani al dvarai. I'm acting quickly. What I'm about to do is going to happen quickly. And therefore, that's why I'm showing you a makal shaked, the terrible tragedy that is going to occur. So there's a lot has been written on this Makal Shaked. Rashi quotes, why Dafka Shaked? An almond takes 21 days from the beginning of the blossom until it's finished. HaShaked HaZehu Memar Lohutzi Perach Kodim L'Chol Yilanot. It's the quickest, right? Mishas Chanitasu Ad Gemar Bishulo. 21 days. That's the 21 days between Shavasu B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. That is what's going to happen. Shabo Nisraf Havayez. It's 21 days. Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah discusses, is it really Shavasu B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av? Tosfos there says, maybe in one of the Batei Mikdash, it was on the 9th day of Tamuz, not the, that the wall broken, not the 17th. But either way, the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shachter quotes Rav Soloveitchik, that there was a Mesorah, that there were 21 days that were going to be between between the breaking and the Churban, and that is learned out from this nevuah of Yirmiyahu. If you look in the beautiful sefer Ve'ela Divrei Yirmiyahu, it's about Yirmiyahu and archaeology, Skira, history, geography of archaeology, right from Rabbi Landy. So he writes there that it's interesting, because it's going to happen very quickly. But when did it happen? Didn't happen so quickly, right? This nevuah was given in the times of Yoshio HaMelech, and there's a couple of decades. So it could be, suggests Rabbi Landy, that maybe it was supposed to happen right away. But then Yoshio, right after this nevuah, is when they found the Sefer Torah and they had the whole Tshuva movement. So that's why it was delayed, right? It was supposed to be right away. Memaya, like the Shaked. It's referring to the Churban. That's where Yoshio was saved, and he was able to, have a stay over the Churban, and it did happen right away, even though this is what the message is. Then there's a Mishnah in Maseches Maaseros in Perek Aleph, where the Mishnah discusses that Shkedim, Shkedia, again, even the song, Shkedia Parachat, that's the earliest ones, that's the first ones, the quickest ones. The Mishnah in Maaseros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daleth, said that Shkedim, when they're small, they're very bitter. And when they get bigger, then they're sweet. So the Mishnah talks about when you have to give Maaseros. You only have to give Maaseros from when they're edible, when they're sweet. But when they're small, they're very bitter. Suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, based on the Mishnah, maybe that's also why it's Makal Shaked. This bitter right now. In the short run, there's bitter, there's going to be a churban, but to know that there's going to be a sweetness. There's going to be a sweetness eventually. That's why also the Makal Shaked is the nevuah that is mentioned. Good. So that was number one view. Then Hashem showed me something else, says Yirmiyahu. What do you see? Va'omar sir nafuach ani roeh. I see a pot that is boiling over. Remember, this is all b'derech mashal. The Rambam writes that only Moshe Rabbeinu had clarity of vision. All other Nevi'im, including Yirmiyahu, had saw a mashal or a chidah, and it had to be interpreted. So he says, I see a boiling pot over upanav, and its face is facing north. What does it mean, its face? Does that mean where the steam is going? Does that mean where the opening is? The Mefarshim discuss it. But something about the north. Right? What does this mean? So the Mefarshim let's just read the Pesukim and then we'll come back. Vayomer Hashem, Eli Hashem says, oh, exactly, you got it, from the north. Mitzafon tipatach ha-ra'ah. From the north is going to come the evil. I'll call Yoshvei Aretz. What's the north? Reference to Bavel. Even though Bavel is really east, but the way they're going to attack is going to go up, and then they're going to come down from the north, going north-south, attacking Eretz Yisrael. What's amazing is, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in his Sefer here on Yirmiyahu, that at this time, when this Nebuah took place, and we discussed this a little bit also in the days of in our Shiurim on Yishayahu, at this time in history, Bavel wasn't at war with Yisrael. There was no enmity, right? Even the end of Yoshio's life, when Paro Necho, the Egypt was going through Eretz Yisrael, and they were going to go attack Bavel, Asher and Bavel, so Bnei Yisrael went up against Paro Nechos. They were even on Bavel's side. So this Nevuah is pretty amazing in that they were saying Bavel's going to attack, even though at this time Bavel was not even on their radar of being against. But again, it was some type of Mare Nevuah. Again, maybe the steam's only coming out on the north side. That's what made it so unusual. The Mitzvot David here says, just like a pot, you put in all pieces of meat and then you boil it up, so to Klai Yisrael are going to end up being surrounded in the Matzor, and then it's going to boil over. The Malbim also discusses the mashal of the pot. A pot really protects inherently. Protects the contents of what's inside. It's only when you leave it on too long, and then you let the fire get too big, and you take the cover off, that's when the stuff inside gets burnt. So maybe there was still some type of hope of limiting the damage, so to speak. It was a pot. But eventually, the tshuva was not done, and therefore the fire just got bigger, and even though the pot was there, the contents inside were burnt. So Hashem said to me, says Yirmiyahu, Mitzafon tipatach ha-ra, Bavel's going to come in a couple of decades. Kinini korei l'chol mishpachos, mamlechos safona, I, Hashem says, I'm going to call. Meaning it's not just happenstance. It's all the nations are going to come because of me, because this is a punishment for Am Yisrael. I'm calling to all the families of the north, Noam Hashem. Uva uvenasnu ish kiso plachshari shalayim. They will all put their throne at the doorway of the gates of Yerushalayim. What does that mean, putting their throne? does that mean? If you look at the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sorotskin on Parshas Matos, which by the way, I didn't mention it, I should have. This is the Haftorah Parshas Matos, 2 weeks before Tisha B'Av, one of the Shlosha de Puranusa, this Haftorah. So says the Aznayim LaTorah, usually when a king fights a war, he goes to fight a war, but his throne is still in his capital. He doesn't take everything with him. Taking the throne with him is a symbolic of putting all of his focus. Like there's nothing left. Everything is here with me. That's what's going to happen. What does it mean? All the people, all the northern kingdoms are going to come. Yispanu mikol iskehem v'inyani amalchus v'yasimus paneim rak. Yerushalayim lalachta. That's going to be the focus. Focus is going to be just Yerushalayim. V'dibarti mishpatai osam al kol ra'asam asher azavuni. And I will speak the justice to all of them that they have left me. V'yakatru lalim acherim avodah zarah v'ata tezer masnecha. But Yirmiyahu, listen. This is what's going to happen, but be strong. V'kamta v'dibarta lehem. What I'm going to tell you in this book, and in all your career as a Navi, you will stand up. And you will be saying things that they don't want to hear. But this is what you have to do. Al teichas mipneihem, don't be scared of them. Kipenachitcha lefneihem. If you're scared of them, I'm not going to be able to be with you, explains the Radak. But if you're strong, I'll be with you. Vani hinei nesaticha hayom, and I will make you strong protection. Le'ir mifsar, you'll be like a enclosed city. Ula amud barzel, a strong pillar. Ula chomas nachoshes al kalaares, the Malchi Yuda. All these different lashonas of protection. Rechai Kanievsky in the time of the cross says maybe these four phrases are referring to the four times that people are going to try to kill Yirmiyahu throughout the Sefer. And he relates to them. We'll have to come back to that. But either way, he says that's what Hashem is already promising him. I will be with you. Vinil chamu elecha. They will fight you. They'll torture you, but they won't be able to overcome you. You will outlive them, and the churban will happen, but you will still be there, as tragic as it is. I am with you to survive. So again, Yirmiyahu gets started with the nevuah of tragedy is going to occur. You're going to have to do it, but realize that this is something that has to be done. It's a difficult job, but this is something that I am calling on you to do. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll continue in Sefer Yirmiyahu.